This is Ozarks at Large. A team from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will be in Northwest Arkansas through the end of this week after arriving in the region 2 weeks ago. The Arkansas Department of Health requested CDC assistance as COVID-19 cases surge in both the Latino and Marshallese communities. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with team leader Angela Hernandez over the weekend about the type of information and data they're gathering, how they're doing it, and what will happen to it once they wrap up their mission.
We've heard a lot about your work here. You've been here for 2 weeks now. Can you give us an idea of how you work, how you gather information and data in trying to help this region tackle the surge of coronavirus that we're seeing?
You know, when we are deployed, we come with specific mission and goals. And in this case, you know, we are supporting the Arkansas Department of Health in their COVID response in Northwest Arkansas. There are two counties that are the ones that have highest reports of COVID cases in the state. So our task here is very specific, developing and implementing a plan to determine drivers of transmission in the Latinx and Marshallese communities in the region. In doing that, we are assisting with processing and synthesizing epidemiologic data to assess the burden and trends of disease, and also supporting, you know, the development of the community outreach plans and nuances and specifics needs of these communities. So once we have that mission, CDC, you know, deploys a multidisciplinary team. In our case, we have behavioral scientists, we have medical epidemiologists. We're also joined by Arkansas epidemiologists, and we also have subject matter experts that support our team remotely.
And I've heard from both some Latinx and Marshallese community leaders that I've spoken with that you're meeting with them, you're doing focus groups, and you're also gathering information that way. How does that work? What are you trying to find out from the people that you're meeting here on the ground, like these community leaders?
So we look at information from different angles. You know, we look at, you know, gathering, cleaning, analyzing the epidemiologic data that's available to characterize the burden among Hispanic and Marshallese populations. We're looking at trends of cases reported, hospitalizations, deaths. We look at potential relationships to community locations, households, occupations, looking at potentially how we can explain or can discern, you know, if there's a way of looking at how transmission is spreading. We also conduct meetings, talk to community leaders, key informant groups, members of the community, members of the Arkansas Department of Health that are working directly with the community to get a better understanding of the situation and of the needs, in addition to site visits and outreach. So the data tells one story. We're looking also at how, you know, the community and complements this part of providing us with a better understanding of a situation. In doing this, we are, you know, doing focus groups with young adults, general members of the community. This information provided by the community is critical to better understand the transmission dynamics and help us develop recommendations for prevention and mitigation, messages that are tailored to the community, and also better identify the channels to disseminate this messaging. We also want to gain a good understanding and identify, you know, what are those community partners which are very strong in this area? How can we support those partnerships between professional groups, health department, community groups, community members, so that they can share information and their efforts, you know, to prevent further spread of COVID. All this information also helps to kind of better direct resources and care so that, you know, the needs of the community are addressed. So it's information from different sources that we are synthesizing and integrating to provide recommendations.
You mentioned you're using epidemiological data in your research. What does that data consist of?
So data is reported back to the Department of Health by different sources, testing information, different healthcare providers, community, contact tracing information. So all this information is reported to the health department through their surveillance means. And as you can imagine, this information is large, significant. And what we're doing is taking parts of this information and looking and taking like a deeper dive into these particular communities to gain that better understanding. Data from death, data from hospitalizations, things that we're hearing in the community so that we can synthesize it.
And from my understanding, at least, and correct me if I'm wrong, originally when you were coming into this area, it was to look at the Latinx population specifically. And then I think through some meetings, there were conversations about, well, the Marshallese community is also being disproportionately affected by this. Is that kind of how these meetings came about, that the Marshallese community became a part of this conversation as well?
That in looking at the information, it became clear that even though our original mission was to focus on the Latinx community with the health department, there was a need to expand beyond the Hispanic community to include the Marshallese community as well. You know, when we arrived and started looking at this information, determined that there was need beyond. So that's kind of what initial assessments look like. You come in with, you know, what information you have, and then once you get here and see what's in the field, the mission can expand.
I know your mission here still isn't over, and you will be preparing a report for the state once it is, but can you give us an idea of the types of factors you're looking at as potential spreaders of this virus?
We've looked at, you know, people's occupations, you know, their households, the businesses, also looking at, you know, information that they have, resources that are available in the communities. We've talked to community providers, healthcare providers. We've also looked at health department, testing. We're still in the process of collecting and processing information. And as you can imagine, you know, the process of untangling all this information from the community, workplace, households, it's in progress. Some of the things that we can tell you are that, you know, mitigation measures are critical. Prevention measures are critical to deter the spread. Also recognizing that, you know, there are older adults and persons with medical conditions that can be at highest risk of severe illness. So when you're thinking about this, maintaining good social distance is very important in preventing this spread. You have to look at this in the context of households, of, you know, grocery stores, how people go about their everyday business and their everyday lives. You know, it represents a change in their practices. Washing your hands with soap and water, you know, cleaning and disinfecting surfaces that you touch, covering your mouth or nose, not only protecting, you know, oneself because it starts there, but with, you know, your community and other people around the community that are increased of risk. So if you take these prevention measures into the context of every people's everyday's lives, that's what we're trying to understand as we're doing these focus groups and understanding how can, you know, we can provide recommendations that can facilitate the implementation of this.
So what have you heard from the community leaders that you've met with and these focus groups that you've held? And is there anything that you've taken note of that you've just seen out in these communities?
Well, you know, we've heard concerns from the Marshallese and from the Latinx community. We've heard that they're not always sure about what are the best practices to stop the spread. During our site visits, we were able to provide some materials, answer some of the questions. We were very happy to see that many local businesses are encouraging COVID mitigation. For example, you know, you see a business that has a handwritten posters, you know, encouraging people to wear a mask, to wash their hands. You know, it's a handwritten poster. It's not something that they got somewhere. You know, they did it on their own and they're posting these on the door of their business. So these are signs, you know, that the community is it's engaging, is interested, and they want to protect themselves to stop the spread. So all these are encouraging signs.
And did your information gathering include speaking to any business leaders in the region, like representatives from some of these poultry plants that are seeing a lot of COVID-19 cases?
You know, our task was to focus on the community. So that's the work that we've been focusing on most.
Once you wrap up your information gathering, your data gathering, and you analyze it all, what will you provide to the state? What will be sort of all the things that you will give to the Arkansas Health Department?
So we will not only be providing the state with the results of our analysis, answers to the many questions that they had, we will be providing them with recommendations, and these recommendations may look in different forms, you know, recommendations for testing, recommendations for communication plans. So it will look, provide a comprehensive recommendations based on our findings to the health department. We're also going to meet with the communities before we return.
To wrap up this conversation, what is your message to everyone out there about this virus?
I think it is really mostly important to prevent the spread. It starts with, you know, each person, you know, maintaining good social distance, washing your hands with soap and water, cleaning and disinfecting, frequently touched surfaces, covering your mouth and nose with close face coverings when you're around others, and taking all the steps to protect yourself, your community, and others for getting COVID. Because there's the spectrum of this disease goes from asymptomatic to very severe illness to death. We have, you know, this spectrum, particularly for people that are asymptomatic, that we just don't know. So covering your face, using your masks, social distancing, washing your hands is really important. Wearing your mask, remember, protects others. Some people may think that they wear the mask to protect themselves, but the closed face is meant to protect others in case you are infected. Continue maintaining the 6 feet between yourself and others, and that the closed face cover is not a substitute for social distancing. If you feel sick or you think you've been around someone with COVID, or you have symptoms, please don't delay. Follow the steps, the recommendations provided by CDC. Go get tested. and practice social distance even within your own homes. We've never been as a community under, you know, changing and taking precautions as we go about our daily lives. So how do we incorporate all these measures into our daily lives? And also learning, you know, take care of yourself, the people you care about, and your community as a way to make us all stronger.
Thank you very much for speaking with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for everything you do, too. Thank you for keeping the message out.
That was Arkansas CDC team leader Angela Hernandez speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek. And we did ask whether the team gets any breaks or days off while they're on their mission. And the answer is no, they don't. This is Ozarks at Large.